echte ervaring. Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.
Jose Luis gotcha, holding guns, guns, general, Emmanuel, rock and morale. I don't know what episode this is, but we're recorded. Episode 89, Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm John, your host.
I'm Josh, your other host.
And we're just going to start off with Noriega versus from here on out. I like the energy behind that shit. So episode 89. What's been going on, Josh? What's good?
Nothing big, man. I didn't do much this weekend. I kind of worked this weekend. But check this out. So Friday night, I was in the crib. You know, I had like a personal thing going on.
What does this say to when you say, "Yo, check this out"? My alert goes off like you're gonna say something out of pocket or something illegal or immoral.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
So I was in the crib, and I'm like flipping through the channels and shit. It's late, and I scroll past this thing that says like New Japan Wrestling and shit like that. So I'm like, oh, let me turn this shit on.
Let's do it.
Yeah, because I'm like, maybe it's old because I don't recognize the channel and shit. Like, I really don't watch cable like that. So
right.
I ain't really recognize the channel and shit. So I'm like, maybe there's some crazy shit. Maybe some old shit. So I turn it on and fucking Jushin Thunder Liger is in the ring.
Oh, shit.
Word. And I'm like, oh, shit, maybe this is old. But then I'm looking at him and he's looking a little worse for wear. He's, you know what I mean? A little heavier than he was back in the day.
Wait, so he still wrestles?
Yeah.
What? No.
So I'm looking at him like, damn, man, my man's still like kind of going in there. And there's this other dude, and his name was like Nakira Tanahashi.
Okay.
And his name was like Ace. Like, he had Ace down at like his pants.
Yeah.
And you could tell he was supposed to be like the face because he had like the big hair and like, you know what I mean? He was supposed to be the good guy.
Yeah.
And
the face is the good guy.
Yeah, the face is the good guy. So he's wrestling the bull, Jushin Thunder Liger, and he's beating him up or whatever. And it was like a tournament. They kept saying, like,
he's like 80.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all that high flying shit was not happening.
No, no. Very low to the ground.
Yes. Like, listen, dog, gravity was keeping him low to the ground. He was heavy. Yeah, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
So I started to doze off, and like they kept saying it was a tournament, so like they were gonna go through different matches and it was shit like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm dozing off and I kept hearing the dude Nakira Tanahashi. In my head, as I'm dozing off and like falling into sleep, I transformed into Tanahashi Coates.
Okay.
And so as I'm starting to dream, I see Tanahashi Coates winning this Japanese wrestling tournament.
What the fuck?
And like the only image I have of Tanahashi Coates is in like a black suit with like a black shirt underneath of it.
Naturally.
And so like he was winning this wrestling match. And like they were announcing him as like the new Japanese Federation World Champion.
Yo.
So I legit woke up and it was like, why was I dreaming about Tanahashi Coates?
Like, wait, what? What happened? That's how we fix racism.
Yeah.
Tanahashi Coates wrestles whoever. Trump. He wrestles Trump to see which side wins, the racist or the rational people.
Well, shit, Trump is part of the WWE. He's like in the WWE Hall of Fame and shit.
Trump reminds me.
Him and LeVar Ball could wrestle.
You ever see. Jesus. LeVar Ball. Shout out LeVar Ball. You ever see a nigga that, like a nigga that's like a rapper or whatever, but you know, back in the day, you like, yo, wasn't that dude like an actor? Or wasn't he in plays? Or didn't they do XYZ? Trump is like a trying to get on ass nigga to me. He did all of this out of pocket shit. He's the WWE. He was in fucking Home Alone.
Yeah, McDonald's commercials.
McDonald's commercials. He's out here like scamming and getting money with the Russians. He's like a try to get on ass nigga. Now he's on as the fucking president of this raggedy ass country. Like, so he's not even, like, consistent.
Well, supposedly, I was watching this documentary, and they were saying that, like, his biggest, excuse me, his biggest, like, gift is his gift to game the media.
Yeah.
Like, he,
yeah.
Because, like, you know, when we were kids, it was like, oh, Trump's, like, this casino owner and, like, real estate dude or whatever, right. Like, the 80s or whatever.
Right.
And then, like, in the 90s, I remember my aunt worked at a casino, one of his casinos in AC.
Yeah.
And I just remember then everybody saying he's a piece of shit and, like, he didn't pay people and shit like that. So, like, I remember his name being Mud when my uncle lived in AC. So, like,
he got a bad reputation spanning decades.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
And, like, they were foreclosing on his casinos and all that kind of shit. So he, like, kind of, like, I remember, like, you know, I remember being a kid and hearing about, like, oh, he declared bankruptcy and shit like right. that. So, like, his name is kind of Mud as far as, like, that kind of shit. But what he did was, like, he tried to. He became like like the idea of what rich people were,
right?
As opposed to being really a rich person, because at a point he was—I mean, he was always rich, but he was never like he wasn't the billionaire he is.
Yeah.
It became more of the hustle of being like, oh, this is what a rich person does, and this is the, this, that, and the third, and the flying, the having your own helicopter and shit like that.
Right.
It's
kind of like the image or the projection of what American opulence is supposed
yes,
to be.
Yes, exactly.
Makes
sense. Yeah, he, you know, he was lifestyles of the rich and famous. He was when in like the 80s that idea of greed is good.
Right.
And like right, that permeated in like our society and like that became the big thing. Like he was Cribs before Cribs.
Right.
You know what I mean? And where like you know, you go even on a show like Cribs, they go to these rappers' houses. These rappers don't have that money. First of all, I've seen things where they were like a lot of those houses were rented.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, you know, you could definitely see the difference because I remember they had like Lumi D on there.
Oh shit!
And she had to like that one song, and like they were showing like, they were showing her apartment in NY, and it was like a tiny apartment in NY, and it's like
makes sense.
That's fine. Like I get it. Like you know what I mean? She could go buy a crib for like $2 million when she didn't really have it.
Yeah.
But like that idea of like oh we're gonna like show off our wealth even though we're not truly as wealthy as we pretend as we claim to be.
Yeah.
He was that. Like, that was his thing, and he became a branding guy, and, like, he started to brand his name, because then once his name started to become associated with wealth again, he branded his name. Like, a lot of this stuff, he doesn't even own as much real estate as, like, people think.
Right.
It's more like he leases his name to places to put Trump on, because Trump became associated with wealth.
Right, right.
So, he's, like, the ultimate scam artist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
This whole country is built on from the top to the bottom is built on the illusion of getting it. You see motherfuckers on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The illusion of like getting it, making money, the illusion of happiness, you know, all of this shit. It's not built on nothing.
Yeah. No, listen, when you see people like we all know people in our personal life who post all this happy shit on Instagram and you talk to them and they're like
y'all niggas is miserable
everything's like you want to give off the appearance of being like the happiest person in the world
right like I don't share all of the like fucked up stuff that happens to me during the course of a month or whatever you know what I mean but I'm not out here trying to convince motherfuckers that I'm like making it happen either
you know what I'm saying
poor. I'm doing my best but I'm not like at my best. I'm not at my, you know, where I want to be. You know what I'm saying?
I got pictures of me at the beach, dog, that I didn't post from a couple years ago when I went, and I'm not posting them now, like, yeah, down here enjoying some sun. Like,
come on.
Because next week when I come back and I still ain't got no tan, y'all gonna be like, yo, why would you, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
No, it's definitely one of those things where it's like people will do that, though. They'll just be like, you know, they want to portray, and you know, it's fitting that. You know, in our society, where like that idea of like, you know, putting off a certain image, it's perfect for us to have a president that embodies that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he got it. He got to go, yeah.
I can't say, because I don't trust the Democratic Party as far as I could throw the entire party. So I can't say that whatever Democrat, please, let's make a rational choice for Democrat, yeah. You know, for the, you know, whoever's going to run against this motherfucker, and let's get him the fuck out of here, you know, in 2020.
You're not going to rock with Beto? You're such a man?
Not rocking with that nigga. That nigga, he looked like a reject Kennedy.
Yeah. I mean, they essentially, like, that's what he's running on is, like, charisma. Like, he's essentially just running on charisma.
Politics in this country is like, You know the Saw movies where they knock you out and you wake up and you're in a room full of strangers.
Yeah.
And you got to work with these motherfuckers to get out of this deadly situation. Yeah. But half of them are probably assholes who are probably going to get you all killed. That's what politics feels like to me in
this
country.
Pretty much what it is.
I don't trust none of y'all motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? To vote for a rational person. You know what I mean? Or make a rational choice. I don't trust it. You're going to look at these people. You're going to, I like that guy's face.
Yeah.
You're not going to say it out loud, but that's going to be the feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, he has a nice, soothing voice. And you're going to vote for him. And he's going to be a complete piece of shit. You know what I mean? So I part of me has faith in people. The other part of me is in deep despair. Because I don't have any faith in motherfuckers, especially as far as electoral politics is concerned.
Yeah, no, I
we really got this. Is a hell of an intro.
Yeah, exactly. This is from freestyle. What's going on.
Yeah, it's like jazz. It's fucking improvising. No,
he really is. Like, they talked about it. Like, even in his announcement, he didn't make any policy, like, ideas. He just was like, hey, man, I'm going to run. And I want to believe, you know, I believe in America. And I believe that America, to truly make America great, we need to do this, that, and the third. Like,
it's like, vote for me. I'm a guy.
Yeah. Vote for me. I'm the white guy. Like,
you know me. Yeah. You going to vote for this black lady? Come on.
Yeah. You know, LeBron James wore a hat with my name on it. Like, you know what I mean?
LeBron, you got to stop, yo. You got a lot of influence and power. Stop doing Google. Goofy shit.
Dog, my thing is this. You lost to fucking Ted Cruz. Yeah, I can't put no stakes behind
the most
you,
fadeable,
like,
most dislikable.
Yeah, come you on. Lost to Eddie Munster out here, dog. Right. Like, nah, I'm good, dog.
Terrible.
I can't put my weight behind you.
Fucking terrible.
Also, he took the second most money from the oil industry this last year. So, I mean, you know, can't rock with you, dog.
Hell nah.
Not when, like, you know, environment is one of, like, the main issues that we're dealing with.
The planet's dying. Yeah. You gonna vote for this asshole who's in bed with big oil? Yeah, it don't make sense.
Nah,
it don't make fucking sense. Because you don't like Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
Oh, Bernie Sanders, you know, he said he was marching with Martin Luther King, but he wasn't. That nigga 90 years old. I don't remember shit I did however many decades ago. Come on. Whatever. So I want to talk about this. We got it on deck, and I don't want to keep spiraling off into the cosmos of conversation. So this week, city council does these things. They mean absolutely nothing, but it's fly that it happened anyway. City council here in Philadelphia announced that this weekend is, they announced Meek Mill Day.
Yeah, on Friday, right?
Yeah. But also folks are like claiming it Meek Mill weekend.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
You know, hey, listen, man, you know how motherfuckers gonna do this. It's a long weekend, baby.
The whole fucking weekend for my man Meek.
You know, motherfuckers celebrate their birthday for a month. So, like,
real shit. Dog. Niggas can't say, I was talking to Steve about this. Shout out to Steve. Motherfuckers can't say Meek not top five. He got his own day in the city of Philadelphia. He not top five Philly? Come on. I understand, you know, a lot of motherfuckers, a lot of people in our age group don't like trap. You know, they don't like that he rapping over, like, the 808s and the real fast hi-hats and shit. But as far as, like, impact, which I always factor in when you talk about, like, top fives and shit, you cannot say that dude's not top five Philly. Yeah. You can't say it.
Schooly D ain't got a day.
I'm editing that out. Disrespect Schooly D. Motherfucker, you know it's crazy too, because like when the whole Michael Rapaport thing happened, y'all
was
remember.
Was Schooly on his list? That's what made me think of it, because I was sitting there thinking about it, and I was like, was Schooly on the list?
I don't think Rappaport even posted a list. I think somebody else.
Oh, yeah, he chaired, was it Mr. Eon?
It might have been Mighty My.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I feel like it was Mighty My.
Eon was on his list, right?
Right. Yeah. I feel like it was Mighty My. A lot of y'all motherfuckers that, you know, love 90s rap, you know, I love 90s rap. I listen to that shit all day. But, like, y'all was naming niggas that put out. I'm not going to disrespect none of the elder cats that was on these lists.
Like I just did.
Nah, even that, because like Schooly D invented gangster rap.
Yeah, I'm
so
just joking.
His impact is crazy. Yeah. I would put Schooly in the top five Philly as far as impact.
Gucci time.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all was naming niggas that had like two or three 12 inches in 1998. Come on, dog. You was naming niggas that was in the basement at La Taza back in the day. Like, come on. The top five, you putting him over Meek and on the same list as Black Thought? I don't agree with that shit. I don't agree with that. It's not a personal taste thing.
Yeah.
My personal taste, I put Bahamadia over all these niggas. You know what I'm saying? But that's personal taste.
I mean, Monk with the Funk. You know Come what I mean?
Come on. I'm not going to see. It wasn't Monk with the Funk. Shout out with Monk with the Funk. If I would just say. Niggas had. I'm gonna edit that out. But niggas,
I saw that.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, dog. Like, you know, he made dope records or whatever, but like, come on.
He made records.
See, now I gotta cut all that shit out.
No, you can at least just take the name out.
Because you know, niggas just gonna inbox me and be like, yo, what y'all talking about? That's disrespectful.
Anybody who inbox you, just discern who's like, yo, who would snitch and who wouldn't.
This is the homies. I don't want to take away from the Meek thing. Shout out to Meek. I love that they did it.
Definitely.
Who gives a shit? You would give another day to one of these fucking slave owners?
Yeah.
Or one of these colonizers? Like, yeah, get that young man. He put on for the city. You know what I mean? He don't got to do that. He was on SNL. Every other bar, he was shouting out Philly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He puts on for the city. But it's dope that
he brought Uzi out just the other day at Madison Square Garden.
That's crazy. He bring a Uzi out of retirement.
Yeah, he just brought Uzi out of retirement.
Uzi's about to retire.
Yeah.
And then what was y'all gonna do?
Yeah. What? We don't got nobody else in this generation.
The fuck was y'all gonna listen to? He was he at the Met? What big show did he just do?
Think so.
I know Lissa went.
Yeah.
I can't remember. My memory is fucking terrible. But yeah, he like on tour, he doing this thing. He getting niggas out of jail.
Yeah.
Come on. Shout out to Meek. Happy Meek Mill weekend. It just so happened to be Meek Mill weekend and also St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
Can we make Meek Mill weekend a new Greek?
The new you read my mind, dog. I swear to God.
Can we move Meek Mill weekend to like warmer weather and make it the Greek?
Yo, had that shit like the second week in June.
Yeah.
And it'd be like the Greek. You read my mind. I said that same shit when they announced it. I said it to Lisa. I was like, yo, Meek Mill weekend need to be the new Greek.
Yeah.
Dog. Y'all don't know.
I don't know about the Greek.
Listen, is niggas on Twitter. You know, like Black Twitter, I guess somebody's been sharing like old photos from like Freaknik back in the day. So they seeing like the hairstyles and like the 90s clothes and all of the like young Black Twitter people are like, oh, this is so cool. We need to bring this back.
And I'm like, not in these problematic times.
Yeah, I'm like, dog. I'm like, it's crazy to me. I hate to be that old person who's like, man, y'all don't even know. But do y'all know how hostile and aggressive and frankly rapey Freaknik was back in the day, dog? Like, the niggas up here knew that was looking at that shit like, man, the niggas down there wild.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Y'all, like, it was for like a brief week or so, young people were on Twitter like, Freaknik's great. Like, this is so cool. My parents were probably there. And then somebody shared a video of a group of women in a car, and there were like a fucking this is like a bee swarm of dudes jumping on their car and reaching in and trying to pull the women out. And yes. Then I saw niggas on Twitter like, oh no,
we don't
want this to come back at all. Yeah, no. you don't want Freaknik to come back. Just watch Freaknik the musical.
Yeah.
The cartoon with T-Pain. And you know, live out your 90s fantasies that way.
But, yeah, you don't want those.
Don't bring that shit back.
You don't want that shit coming back.
Nah, we're better than that now. Don't bring that shit back.
Not neat, dog. This Twitter would be blowing up.
Come on. Yeah, and the Meek Mill weekend, Greek Mill weekend.
Yeah, Greek Mill weekend. Yeah.
We could do that because Philly, you know, we civilized. Yeah. We're not like, shout out to Atlanta. We're like, y'all niggas. We civilized. Dog, I remember, I think it was the Greek.
I mean, you could see a lot of emoji sweatsuits at the new Freaknik.
Jesus
Freak Day,
Christ. Y'all niggas still walk around wearing that shit? Dog. I'm not even going to tell that Greek story I was about to tell. It was about somebody pissing it on Broad Street. Broad daylight. I ain't going to tell that story. It's not relevant. But you want to talk about this Kanye thing? Church of Jesus?
Yeah. Listen, man, I'm converted, dog. I'm giving up Xenu.
Yeah.
I'm converting to the Church of Jesus, yeah.
Dog.
Did you see the video? Well, everybody who don't know, there's been video that's been floating around recently. Like, I guess he like throws like a like basically like a Sunday service or something.
Yeah,
a
weekly
like that.
Thing, yeah.
And he like feeds a bunch of people. Yeah.
And, like Jay and them used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like he gets on the Korg and rocks out, you know?
Yeah. He got like a choir with him, like drummers and shit. Kanye, he letting y'all know, like, yo, I'm still black.
Yeah.
When this album come out, I'm gonna need y'all to, you know, fall in line and stand for that shit.
Well, so this one sister on online was like, She's like, I'm intrigued. Does this count as me like going back to church? Blah blah blah. And I was like, well, if he plays Jesus Walk, I'm pretty sure that's gospel. So like, you know what I mean?
He said, I made Jesus Walks. I'm never going to hell. Like, come on, like Kanye. Somebody, I can't think of who I was talking to. Damn, it might have been Ambush on one of Ambush's threads. I can't remember, but somebody asked me, was like, well, is Kanye still canceled? And I'm like, I never canceled that
nigga.
I never
canceled Kanye.
I'm not canceling. Like, it's, you know, it's devils out here we don't fuck with. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, like, that brother, he's confused and ignorant.
Yeah.
I got confused, ignorant niggas in my family that pretty say much. Ill shit. And I still, you know, give you a hug and kiss you on your cheek when we have, like, family get-togethers and shit. And I still love you and want the best for you. For me, in my feeling, black folks are family. You fucked up and you say some ill shit, I got leeway for you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Kanye, I don't agree with none of that shit he was out here saying. I don't agree with that Trump shit. I don't agree with the MAGA hat shit and all of that. But he's a dickhead. We all got Kanye dickheads in our family or our friend circle.
There's a difference. Like, yo, you know, if you got an uncle that touch kids, you kick him out the family. Come like, you on. Know what I mean? He's canceled from the family.
That's for protection.
But, yeah, but like, you got the dickhead Republican cousin. Like, you know what I mean? You like, whatever, man. Like, but he do make really good ribs. So like, you know what I mean?
We'll let him ride.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So like, that's the thing. It's like, yo, listen, I don't gotta agree with him.
Right.
But like, yeah, I still fuck with his music. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, even when he was saying all of the ill shit, slavery is a choice, which is terrible and disrespectful to the ancestors and everything else. Even when he was saying that shit, in my mind, I was like, yo, that's fucked up. Also, I wonder what his next record's going to sound like. Because it's probably going to be batshit crazy because he's going crazy.
Yeah.
I'm in this shit, you know.
He made two words.
Two words, limelight. Should have been signed twice. Like, come on, dog. Like, you can't. I said that it might have been on what a Lead With It post. I was like, look, that nigga made Graduation.
Yeah. Like, what am I supposed to do, dog? Can't
cancel a nigga made Graduation. Like, come on.
Ain't no way to heartbreaks, dog. What am I supposed to do?
He got niggas in all white, a choir, singing Soul to Soul, Back to Life.
Yeah, I'm canceling that dude, dog. Sorry.
We grew up in the 80s, dog. Like, as soon as you hear Back to Life, everything is all forgiven.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
They got North out there dancing. Yo. You seen that video?
Adorable. Like, yeah. So cute. Dog, for me, like with Erykah Badu, situation with Erykah Badu, I know this was Am was talking about this. Shout out to Am. He was like, yo, DJs, are you playing Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
Are you playing R. Kelly? Are you playing Erykah Badu? Whatever. Personally, I don't think I'm not playing no R. Kelly at no party.
Yeah.
It's too much with that. Honestly, I'm probably not going to play any MJ. And that hurts me to even think about that. But I don't know if I can really bring myself to play MJ at this point. Erykah? What did Erykah really do?
She heartless.
She too woke for her own good. She say dumb shit from time to time. I'm not playing Erykah Badu. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, she did say, like, you know, Hitler was a good painter. So, like, you know,
yeah.
You know, but like, no, exactly. She's one of these people who, like, you know what she is? And I think Kanye's this in a lot of senses too. She's somebody who probably shouldn't have access to like a Twitter shit. Like, people who, like, in the 70s. Probably said, so, you know, like, some of my motherfuckers in the 70s probably said some wild shit. We just ain't know because they weren't able to express their thoughts every 5 seconds.
Could you imagine Little Richard on Twitter saying ill shit? Come on.
Yeah. Like, you don't, you know, like, listen, dog, I'm going to be honest with you, man. A lot of y'all probably not love Marvin Gaye if Marvin Gaye got to talk all the time.
Right. Right.
Just read some stories about Marvin Gaye and some of the shit that he did. Y'all not going to be like, yo, I love Marvin Gaye the way you love Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye married, was she like 17?
Something like that, yeah.
And wrote a song about her. Mind you, he wrote a whole album as part of a divorce settlement with his wife. Come on. And one of the songs on Here, My Dear, is about him meeting his next wife, who was 17, and it's called I Met a Little Girl. Literally, like... Come on, dog. If that, and a lot of motherfuckers for real don't really know music history or don't know, you know, you got to be a certain kind of motherfucker to be like digging into like all these people's autobiographies and shit like that. Motherfuckers really have like a passing knowledge of the greats from back in the day. We have more access to them now. Erykah is not advocating rape. She's not a rapist. She's not co-sign and shit. Honestly, I feel like she's a person that can be too smart for her own good.
Yeah.
Or too woke for her own good. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that shit is ego too, because if you look at the Hitler thing, she said, I see good in everybody.
Yeah.
The journalist on some gotcha shit was like, oh, what about Hitler?
What about Hitler? Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, he's a good painter. When somebody who's ego isn't attached to being right would have been like, oh man, I ain't touching that Hitler shit. But somebody whose ego is attached to being right has to be like, well, he could paint,
so
that's a good thing. I'm right. You know what I mean? So I feel like with Erykah, a lot of this stuff is like her wanting to be right. I think that's also the case with Kanye saying stuff and then people push back against you. And you like, no, fuck that. I'm smart. I'm a genius. I'm woke. Y'all just don't understand. That, to me, is a character flaw. We all have flaws in our characters.
Yep.
That, to me, is a character flaw. That's not somebody who should be made a pariah.
Yeah, listen, you know, there's the saying, we're not a monolith, right? So, like,
right.
Everybody doesn't have to, like, you know, share the same opinion, blah, 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 right? Well, you know, just celebrities aren't a monolith, and they're going to be, they're flawed human beings. And I think we forget that sometimes. I think we look at people and go,
yeah,
you know, this person is this. And you go, yeah, but they're also this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Kanye's a genius musically, but he's also an asshole.
Come on.
Like, you know what I mean? And you can, those two things can exist at the same time. They're not like, you know, it's not a dichotomy for a guy to be a great musician and be an asshole. In fact, if you go over the years, a lot of great musicians were assholes.
Come on.
So
100%.
You know, you can't go, I think we get too, I think the cancel thing is just way too easy to just throw that out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because also, like, we can't talk about reform and, you know, we can't judge a person for one act, like in a criminal justice sense, and then go, oh, but this person did something and now we can't ever like this person again
because
they're a musician and they said something dumb.
Yeah.
Like, it's different in the sense of, like, you know, what R. Kelly did. Yeah, no, that dude's a serial pedophile. Yeah. And
habitual, you know, line stepper.
Yeah. That's somebody, yeah, you, that's canceled. He's gone. Bang. Right.
Yeah.
But a guy like Kanye, it's like, I mean, he said some dumb shit.
He said dumb shit.
Yeah, like, he, you know what I'm saying? You know, we can't talk about, like, there's always got to be a road back for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? As long as they're not a devil. Like, you know what I mean? You're not a demon or a monster. Yeah, you could deserve a road back. And he's not a demon or a monster. Like, you know what I mean?
He's a dummy.
Yeah.
He's a smart dummy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to him.
Yeah, there's no, there's roads back for people. Like, what you call it? Getting some blowback now, too, with the chick, Jess Hilarious, I think her name is.
They roasted the shit out of her.
Yo, I don't know chick. Like, I don't know sis. Like, I don't know her. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, she's like a non. Funny,
yeah, like Instagram, I guess Instagram person or something, yeah, like that, right? Because they said she has like a bunch of, like, a few million followers on Instagram or something. Yeah. I literally have no idea. My kids may know who she is.
Yeah, she was trying to come at Meek a while ago.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, she's like a wave rider. You know what I mean? When like motherfuckers was like grinding Meek up, she tried to like jump in on that and like make a viral video roasting Meek.
Ah, okay,
yeah, yeah.
And you know, she. She was apparently she was getting on a plane or something like that, right? And some Sikh gentlemen were getting on, and they had their, you know, they had their head wrapped.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh no, where are they going? I don't want to get on this plane." Blah blah blah. And she like apparently complained about them and didn't feel safe because two Sikh guys were getting on a plane.
It's so crazy.
And then like she posted a video right afterwards. I guess when she posted it, she thought it was funny. And people were like, yo, that's fucked up. You can't, you know what I mean? You can't say that. And then she posted a video cussing people out. Like, I do what the fuck I want. You don't understand. I don't got to fucking stand with everybody. And I don't give a fuck about everybody race and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And she kept, A, insinuating they were Muslim, which Sikh men aren't Muslim.
Nope. It's a different thing.
Yes. And then tried to apologize after that second video, when she was like, well, I don't know about all the different Muslims and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, they're not Muslim. Like, you know what I mean? Sikh, first of all, Sikh people are pacifists.
Yeah.
They are not the people you think they are. Like, right. You know what I mean? In fact, a lot of the people who you think are Arabs who, like, run the stores that you're in, like, a lot of them are Sikh. They right. have, like, they have their head wrapped like that. Like, a lot of them are Sikh men. They're very nice and they're very polite. And they don't, you know, they're not. Dude, they have a thing where they go feed people on every Sunday and stuff like that in a big temple. Like, they're in Delhi. Like, there's a lot of, like, that idea is, like, very. But, you know, she deserves a way back, too. She can go, hey, I learned. Like, that was very dumb of me. I was ignorant, and now let me, you know what I mean? Like, I was wrong for doing that.
Yeah.
She doesn't deserve to be a pariah and pushed away from everybody for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if she's even funny. I don't even know if she's funny, to be honest with you.
She is not.
So.
But also, I think that there, how do I want to say it? People aren't owed a bag or a career.
No, you know absolutely not.
So, like, I fully agree with what you say about, like, you know, how do we offer people a road back? How do we offer people new knowledge, like, to, I don't necessarily change their perspective, but, like, add to your perspective and all of that. And, you know, keep a community around folks. my issue with like the Kevin Hart situation, when he, you know, people dug up some old shit that he said that was terrible, about how he would beat his kid if he was gay, which is fucked up because
yeah,
people's,
terrible. Yeah,
people's kids actually get beat and killed for being gay. So he shouldn't have said it. And the Oscars decided to not, was it the Oscars?
Oscars
had,
yeah.
Decided to not have him host. And he's the way he played it, I didn't appreciate, because he framed it in the sense like, you know, that the haters were out to get him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, dog, you said something that was terrible about a group of people that are a vulnerable, you know, segment of our community, and motherfuckers don't like it. Nobody owes you, like, Kevin Hart to me, the way he framed it was like somebody was trying to take a opportunity from him or take a look from him. Nobody owes you that. The same thing with Louis C.K. People stop fucking with you and they don't want to come see your comedy. They don't have to come see your comedy if you're saying shit that they don't like.
And here's the thing, like, that's the audience's choice to be like, hey, I don't want to fuck with this person.
No more. Yeah. Comedians. I, you know, shout out to all the homies that are comedians. I feel like stand-up comedians have built up this kind of mythology around stand-up comedy as if it's some kind of sacred practice, whereas you get to say whatever and the audience has to eat it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's everything in service of the joke or in service of what's funny. Or what you find funny. Motherfuckers, you know, but then on the other hand, comics will say, well, if it ain't funny, it ain't funny. That ain't funny to motherfuckers. Funny. You know what I'm saying?
And you can't blame, like, oh, the audience doesn't think this is funny anymore. It's too PC. It's like, no, man, culture moves forward.
Come on.
Like, there was a time when people thought blackface was the funniest thing in the world. Come and they were going to go see it all the time at minstrel shows. But guess what?
White people specifically.
Yeah, that's not... You know, people moved on from that.
Shit not flying.
Not everybody moved on from it, but a lot of people have moved on from it.
Not the Republican Party.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of people have moved on from that, and they go, like, yo, that's not cool no more. So, like, hey, guess what? Your jokes about, like, trans people or your jokes about gay folks. Yo, Chappelle, again, with the gay, with making a gay comment and thinking, like, oh, I'm not apologizing.
Yeah.
And then getting mad when people don't want to, like, yo, don't get mad when people go, like, yo, dog, I don't want to fuck with you no more.
Yeah. It bugs me out, too, with the Chappelle thing, because for folks who don't know, Chappelle, for some inexplicable reason, is still hanging out with John Mayer. he was on, like, John
Body
Mayer's.
Is one man.
Trash. Fucking trash. He was on John Mayer's Instagram live or whatever, and Daniel Caesar, R&B singer, was there, and Dave Chappelle referred to Daniel Caesar as, like, very gay.
Yeah, something like that, right?
And then Daniel Caesar was like, hold up, dog, who you talking to? And, like, checked him, and Chappelle didn't want to walk it back. So they're, like, going back and forth, and John Mayer, seeing two black men agitated, of course, is like...
Yeah, he slowly did a moonwalk about that. Yeah. Like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, he's like pressing the panic button in this nut-ass video. So it's crazy because that happened, and then I saw a lot of dudes kind of jumping in on that whole anti-PC thing. Like, oh, people too PC. What does it matter if he said that? So you mean to tell me now y'all are okay with somebody calling you gay? Because I'm sure if I walked up to most of y'all motherfuckers and be like, man, you gay, nigga, or you very gay, you be ready to throw hands.
Yeah.
So if you say it to a gay person and that nigga ready to throw hands, which is what the energy felt like, I don't want to say Daniel Caesar was going to hit Chappelle,
yeah,
but the energy felt like, nigga, who you talking to? So that's not okay because he might be gay. But you can't say that to a straight dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not even consistent. Also, Chappelle, you not that old school.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's making me think, like, you really have an issue with gay people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You not that old school where you just have to keep... shit just has to keep cropping up with you saying ill shit about gay people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's weird to me at this point.
Yeah, what's the old school comedian ball?
Don Rickles.
Like, yo, he's 90, man. I didn't expect my man to change who he, you know, he's an insult comic. That's what he does. Like,
is he still alive?
I think so.
Fuck, Don Rickles still alive?
He's got to be 100 years old. So, like, I don't expect him to be like, yo, he's, you know, he's 100. Like, I don't expect him to be a different dude.
Right.
But, yeah, you're like 50, Dave. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on. You can change with the times, man. Like, you know what I mean? And understand that, like, yo, saying that shit is not cool no more.
Right. And that people don't want to, support that.
No, and if people don't find it funny, it's not because they're super PC. It's because, you know, they don't find that shit funny no more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, times moved on and shit isn't funny.
Right.
Like, that show, you watched that show Crashing, right?
Crash. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you watch the new season?
No, not yet.
Okay. One of the things in the new season is he gets into an argument with his current girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she does deaf voice, like quote unquote deaf voice.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Like imitating a deaf person?
Imitating a deaf person talking. Yeah. Or like a mentally handicapped person talking like, gotcha. I understand you type shit, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, whoa, like they were outside of a comedy club. And he was like, don't stop doing that, please. Like, right. You know what I mean? So their argument continues or whatever after that. Then he goes back inside the club and goes talk to his ex-girlfriend that's inside the club. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, she's like, is everything okay, blah blah blah. I saw she was upset, and he's basically like, yeah, we got into a big fight, I don't know, man, I think we broke up,
yeah,
blah blah blah. And she's like, and he's telling her, and he was like, she did deaf voice, and he started doing it,
Jesus,
to like say it, and she was like, stop doing that. Yeah, like, yeah, you know, yeah, what I mean, like, that's not cool. There's also a storyline in that where one of the guys who they like, Pete goes on tour with this other guy, and his ex-girlfriend is there too, at like this show in like Ohio or some shit. And they talk about Pete's like the opener, like he's the host. No, the girl's the host, Pete's the opener, and then the other guy was like the main star. He's an older guy, you know, like in his late 50s. He's the one who works the door at that one comedy club that Pete goes to. So he's one of these like leather jacket wearing, like shirt, you know, that kind of guy. And he goes out there and he's like, yeah, man, I don't even know like how to talk to a woman nowadays. Bah, bah, bah.
Wow.
Like that kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
And so the next night, like people, like there was laughs, but there was groans too. And they were doing two nights. So the next night, the person from the club comes in and goes, yeah, Pete, you're the closer today. You're going to, and tells the other guy, you're opening. We got some complaints about you. So you're going to open.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So the Pete's ex-girlfriend who was hosting, her and that guy, the guy who just got switched to the opener, got into an argument about that. Well, she was like, well, what you were doing was like dumb and like it's past time and shit like that. And he's like, what do you know? You're not even funny, blah, blah, blah. You're just a host right now anyway, blah, blah, blah.
Shit.
And so she goes out and she trashes his set, essentially. Goes like, I don't get guys who just don't understand how not to talk to a woman, like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, kills all his whole set.
Shit.
And, like, he goes out there and just doesn't off have any dome. Other material. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? And it was like, what I liked about it was, you know, Pete Holmes is like a 40-plus-year-old guy. He's not some super young, ultra PC guy at this point, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
This is a guy who's been in comedy for a long time and has seen comedy change and decided to implement that into his show and go like, yeah, this shit doesn't fly anymore.
Right.
You need to progress with the times.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's not hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not. Like, the people who put it out there is like, oh, it's so hard to do this. It's like, no, it's not.
Yeah, I find that a lot of people, don't want to expand their vocabulary, and I don't just mean actual like language vocabulary, like an emotional vocabulary,
yeah,
or like the vocabulary of how they see the world. But then also, people don't want to take into consideration more perspectives, which I guess is kind of the same thing, but just stating it in a different way. You know what I mean? I see a lot of motherfuckers that are like resistant to change just because they don't want to change, and they don't want to
absolutely
they don't want to talk another kind of way, or don't want to I think it's like a pride thing too. People yeah. like I see people who say that like the gay community, oh, the LGBT community is they're the bullies now.
Yeah.
Like, tell that to kids who, you know, used to get like pushed in the lockers, you know what I mean? Yeah. Back when we was young boys, you know what I mean? Like for being like the gay kid in school.
There was, well, at our school, the same high school we attended, there was one gay kid that we all knew.
Right.
Right. Trust me, there was not one gay kid in the whole high school. Like, you know what I mean? There was Absolutely. One gay kid who was even brave enough to be gay at that time. Like, right. You know what I mean? You're talking about ultra masculine mid-90s and yeah. like when all the rap music, every other word was the F word. And
Facts.
Like, you're talking about a kid that was brave enough to even do it back then.
Right.
Brave. Like, how brave that kid must have been. Like, I didn't think about that then.
Oh, but
now,
nah.
You go like, oh, that dude, like me, more than anything then, it was just like, yo, he always got pretty girls around him. Like, you yeah. know what I mean? He always hang out with pretty girls. That was the only thing I really thought of. Now, it's like, yo, that kid was the bravest motherfucker on the planet.
Come on.
Like, he was willing to be who he was at a time when we all were, like, insecure adolescents.
Yeah. And it doesn't take a fraction of that bravery to be straight and to do better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It don't yeah, even exactly. take like a fraction of that.
It don't take any bravery. Like, your bravery is nowhere compared to what his was
Come
in
on.
The mid-90s. Like, for you to be like, oh, I'm not going to say the F word anymore. I'm not going to say... I'm going to say trans. I'm not going to insult people that don't need to be insulted.
Right.
You know right. what I mean? And that's I think that's a big problem with a lot of these guys, is they don't grasp it. Like, you know what I mean? You yeah. just people just don't grasp it. That's not funny and not and it's not you know like, yeah, you've made a decision. Like, yeah, you have the freedom of speech to say what you're going to say. You also get the backlash from that. Yeah.
Freedom of consequences. Motherfuckers yeah. want to say stuff and it be all good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the stuff that I say on this podcast or like out in the world, I understand that whatever the response is to it is the response.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Children do things, and then, you know, a child will, I don't know, walk around holding a pizza above his head, and then the pizza falls and you can't eat it, and they cry and say, oh, yeah. why did this happen? You know what I'm saying? An adult says what they say, and whatever comes from it, and that's what it is. You know what I mean? We're not talking about people say censorship. Censorship is what happens when, to me at least, when the state tells you, yo, you can't protest. Yo, you yes. can't say this. You can't say that. If the people say we don't want to hear that shit because it's harmful and it's offensive to the community, that's what
that's
it is.
People
and it's,
speaking, dog.
It's right
audience
and exact.
Spoke to you.
Come
like,
on. It's right and exact. You know what I mean? But motherfuckers want to cry. I think that's what really bothered me about the Kevin Hart thing, too. You cry in the blues because people now I understand the case that he said it back in the day, he said he apologized for it,
yeah,
whatever, it's still out in the world, you know how the game works, motherfuckers don't have to fuck with you, you're not old, you know, support.
Nah. And I mean, it's as simple as going like, yeah, listen, you know, that was it was a dumb thing to say, and I don't feel that way, that's not how I feel now. Honestly, I don't even know if that's how I felt at the time. I thought I was being funny. It's not funny. And it's hurtful, and it could get somebody hurt, and I don't want to ever put that kind of energy out in the world again. You know, I apologize for it then. I apologize again. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? Hey, guess what? Let's just put it this way. You cheat on your girl.
Come on.
You're going to continue to apologize for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Okay? You say some dumb shit, and you want to get a bag, you're going to be apologizing for a long time. Yeah. That's just how it works, man. Like, yeah. you know, you want to stay in the good graces of people, you're going to have to apologize a couple times. You're going to have to soft shoe. You're going to, like, you know what I mean? You're going to have to, you're going to have to.
Doing that dance.
Yeah. You're going to, listen, that's how it works, man. Like, you know, you're not guaranteed anything.
Yeah.
And as long as you're not, like, you know, as long as you're not selling out your values, then you know what I mean? Like, it's not really a big deal. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? To apologize. Like, if you now you really still feel that way, hey man, that yeah. But then don't front and say you don't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I think with comedy, I mentioned it earlier, but I think with comedy, what you said just reminded me of this. I think that a lot of comedians, being able to say whatever I want and you having to eat it is the value.
Yeah.
You say selling out your values. I think with a lot of comedians, frankly, they hold comedy above all else things, you know, or above all other things. Like, I'm a musician. If I show up at a party and I put on a fucking noise record, fucking Merzbo or some shit like that, some, you know, crazy, you know, white noise screeching sound, and y'all walk out the club.
Yeah, like, audience.
What the
spoke,
fuck? Dog. Yeah, you know what I'm
so
saying?
So, what happened when you tried to play Section Boys?
Right. Yeah. Listen, I played grime. Perfectly reasonable music to dance to you uncultured motherfuckers in America. I played grime records and the dance floor cleared off.
Like,
my job as a musician is to play sounds that y'all want to hear.
Yes.
Our job as podcasters is to cultivate a conversation
that you want
that
to
y'all want to listen to, whether or not you agree with us or not.
Yeah.
Comedian, make us laugh. If some motherfucker, if I came in some club and some white motherfucker was in there talking about, oh man, these jigaboos, if I'm not beating the brakes off of you, like if I'm not feeling strong that day to beat the brakes off of you, or it's not a situation where, you know, I can, I'm certainly leaving.
Yeah.
Who's a comedian to say, you know, oh man, you're being too PC. You should just, you know, accept that.
Absolutely.
Come on, man. Get out of here.
And like that argument of like certain things, like, oh, it's PC, it's too, you can't be too, it's like, no, what you can't be is comedy. Like, the argument a lot of comedians will make is, oh, comedy's meant to be offensive. Like, we got to laugh at these things to heal from these things. And it's like, yeah, but that doesn't mean, again, comedy is meant to punch up, not punch down.
Come on.
And, you know, yeah, a black comedian can joke about black things that a white comedian can't get away with.
Right.
Okay. A gay comedian can get away talking about gay things that a straight comedian couldn't.
Come on.
So, yeah, that's how shit works, fam. Like, that's just how it works. Like, right. You just got to accept that things have changed. And, you know, listen, man, Eddie Murphy Raw and Delirious were great, but they are the furthest thing from something that would be acceptable nowadays.
I used to watch Delirious every day when I was a kid. I'm sure that I know that shit by heart.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I used to watch that shit every day. But like you said, it's a new day. Shit is different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gotta grow and gotta change, man. Like,
yeah.
And honestly, I think like talented comedians are able to do that.
Absolutely.
I think untalented comedians complain that they can't get away with the old jokes that they used to do. Like, dude, we talk about this all the time. It's like, if you're the same person you were 10 years ago, are you any bet, like, what are you as a person? What, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if you're the same comedian you were 10 years ago and still, like, using these same tropes,
yeah,
like, move forward in time, man. Like, that's just how it works.
Come on. So, yeah, how would you feel about rapping?
That's fine. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I've been trying to, you know, come in, like, If not at an hour, a little under an hour with the shows. So
to that next conspiracy theory episode, when that's a 5-hour banger,
it's gonna be a double disc. It's like Wu-Tang Forever. So yeah, I haven't really been listening to anything new.
Yeah,
I've been almost exclusively listening to old
stuff.
Music. And well, the one thing that I am listening to new doesn't come out till like a month or so. So I'll talk about it next month.
When people can
actually buy it.
Yes.
So yeah, if you could talk about like shit you've been listening to.
Well, Schoolboy Q dropped a new record.
Listen, been playing juice. That song. I don't really fuck with that jaw like that. She been playing it like she fuck with Schoolboy though.
Yeah.
But like, it's just okay to me.
It's all right. It's yeah. cool. It's not like
I'm listening to his record.
Yeah, like when absolutely. The album comes out. I'm gonna listen because I've liked every Schoolboy. I liked all the Schoolboy Q records. So.
I thought the last joint was crazy.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I fuck with. It's okay. It's not great. Yeah. But you know that happens sometimes. Sometimes the single lead single isn't always the best. I mean, it's supposed to be, but
right.
Anderson .Paak dropped a new joint. King James.
Oh yeah, I haven't heard that yet.
It's basically like he talks a lot about like LeBron and like his like philanthropic shit. I mean, he can't talk about what he's doing on the court right now because he just got blocked by Mario Hezonja. So
shout out LeBron. Yo,
you know what I mean? He ain't dapping up Mo Wagner and shit like that when he's running down the court because he made the right pass. It's, you know, LeBron out here wilding right now,
getting pushed into defense.
Yeah, dudes that are in like their second year shoving LeBron to go play defense.
So, yo, get over there, LeBron. That shit was crazy, dog.
Get little brothered by a dude that's in his second year. Like,
I never seen no shit like that before. Can you imagine a nigga pushing Kobe?
I'm just saying, Mike ain't never had to get pushed into playing no defense, dog. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like, you know, he was like 34 playing, he was still like first team all defense. I'm just saying. But
LeBron's still the GOAT because of like, you know, extracurricular shit. You know what I'm saying? But pure basketball,
yeah. No.
It's a different thing.
But he, it's dope. It's a dope record. Like, I'm listen, that last record, that last Anderson .Paak record made me go like,
the Oxnard.
Yeah.
I got faith in him.
I'm going to wait to hear like the rest of this record.
Yeah, I got faith in him. He's a brilliant musician.
Yeah,
I got
he is.
Faith in him.
Listen, that Oxnard record sounds amazing. It just isn't talking about anything.
That nigga, yo, like we talked about it before.
It's like 15 songs about not anything.
I feel like my man got a bag and he was like, yo, I'm just going to stunt on y'all. This music ain't got to be really about nothing. Yeah. That's what Oxnard felt like to me.
Yeah. And then she isn't really hip-hop, but...
it's all good.
Emily Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
She dropped a new record called Sparrow, which is dope. I really like it.
What kind of music is it?
Like R&B.
Okay.
She's really like she has a lot of like gospel mixed in like with her music. She was raised in the church and shit. So like she's got a lot of gospel mixed in with her stuff. Like Sweet Architect is about God. Like there's a lot of songs she has that are like about God.
I like that title.
But she's amazing. I love Emily Sandy. She's like one of my favorite artists. But yeah, Sparrow's a dope record. You should check that out. That's it. I know someone was saying the Whatcha Call record is out or it was coming. Is the Madlib in
like the Mac Miller shit?
No.
Madlib and Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah. Oh, is that okay, record out?
Nah, I don't think it's out.
Okay. Yet. Yeah. I saw somebody say it was out, but I didn't see it. Like I looked at a couple of different platforms and didn't see it.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping maybe that'll come out this week. I was sitting there thinking on like Thursday night while I was at work, I was like, yo, it'd be dope if someone just like someone dope dropped a project like out of nowhere. Like we got one of those out of nowhere projects.
Right.
That would be dope right now. Like the industry kind of needs that. Like a record just dropped out of nowhere right now.
Yeah, I think we need a record to argue about on Twitter about too.
Yeah, I think something needs to hit. Like every something few months. Really needs to hit. Yeah. That we haven't had that in a while. Mm-hmm. But telling you that Meek Mill Drake record would be insane. Let me get an A&R job, dog. I'd be like, yo, y'all need to get in the studio.
Yeah.
Because Going Bad is the shit.
Yeah, I think they said they doing another one, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, yo, I like there's nothing else really. I'm not listening to Juice WRLD.
somebody said Juice WRLD is just Fall Out Boy with trap hi-hats.
Like, dog, it's gotta be like something that hits off of there for me to go, okay, I'll go check this out.
Yeah.
I ain't heard nobody talk. Like and that's the thing is like my kid, like my son and like all his homies, they don't listen to any of this shit. Like dude, I threw out like did I say this on last week's podcast?
I don't know.
Where I was listening to the 2 Chainz record and they were this is depressing. So like they don't really listen to anything. Like they listen to only dudes that are on SoundCloud. Like they don't listen to nobody who puts records out. Like Meek and like Drake and like the real big ones, but like these Juice WRLD dudes and all that, like, they ain't listening to this shit. You know what I mean?
This shit is like industry shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sell that shit to like, this is shit that like people like 20 somethings who check for like Complex listen to or claim they listen to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, nah, these dudes ain't listening. Like, I'm not. I like, you got to have some shit that bangs off of there for me to go check it out. Other than that, I'm not checking it out.
Right.
But, yeah, other than that, man, yo, rate and review us, man. We need those 5 stars, dog. Like,
come on.
I don't want to, you
fucking
know.
Do it.
I don't want to have to, you know, slash nobody's face, dog. Like,
Jesus.
Get on that.
We've killed before. We'll kill again.
Exactly. You know what I mean? We got places to put bodies, dog. Get it fucked up.
Oh, shit.
Man. Got barrels with acid, dog. I'm telling you now.
Dog, I saw, I be watching those, like the Looper lists or like the Watch Mojo lists. They'd be like, Watch Mojo's top 20, you know, Drake songs or whatever. And it was one top 20, like most disturbing horror films.
Yeah.
There was one. Was it called Vanished? I can't think of what it was called. But the premise of it was that, I don't know why I'm telling this, but the premise of it was that homeboy's girlfriend went missing.
Uh-huh.
So he found the dude who kidnapped her. And he was like, yo, bro, what happened to my girlfriend, yo? He's like, no, I'm not telling you, dude. And he's like, come on, man, tell me, blah, blah, blah. So the dude's like, all right, I'll tell you. But if you're that curious, you gotta, he's like, if I tell you, you have to suffer the same fate as she did.
Yeah.
And this dude's like, I'm so curious, bro. Sure, let's do it. So the dude gave him a sleeping pill and he woke up in a grave, buried alive.
Nah, dog.
And I'm watching, it was either Looper or Watch Mojo.
Yeah, one of those. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And the lady's like, is like, and the curiosity from the protagonist was so overwhelming, he agreed to this, you know, proposition. And they showed the nigga, they said he gave him a sleeping pill, and they showed my man, he woke up, and he was literally in a fucking coffin, dog.
Nah, big, nah, I'm good. I can't do that, yeah.
My thing is, somebody raised or, you know, somebody like signed off on millions of dollars for that shit.
Yeah.
That's the premise. I don't give a fuck how beautifully shot this shit was. That shit's stupid. And it should be a movie. Dog. I was crying like watching that shit. I was like, wait, I have to watch this movie now.
Yeah.
Like, I have to see, like, because the way they pitched it was like, he was just so curious.
Yeah.
As to what, listen.
Like, I don't get how that's like, I don't know, dog. Like,
I love Lissa to death.
You're not getting buried alive?
If I found out some nigga like kidnapped her and did something, I'm a body the nigga,
yeah,
or we gonna call the law or something gonna happen. But I'm not gonna be like, yo, dude, you gotta do to me what you did. Nah, it's not happening. It doesn't make any sense.
Nah, not at all.
We'll be back next week.
That's our movie review for the week.
right. We're gonna come back next week with another one. So yeah, peace.
Peace.
I was crying over this shit. The nigga, he woke up and he had like a lighter. It's like, no. Me and my fam take this rap shit.